as far as I'm concerned.
Y'all are now listening to As Far As I'm Concerned. It's your boy Reese Ross. Across the table for me, I got my blood, Mr. Jay Ross. Jay, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
Not too bad, hanging in there, trying to stay warm, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, Jay, today, what we're going to talk about is something on a personal level for me, which is trying to stay fit or trying to be fit during COVID. Basically, what we're going to do is go through, talk about how you can try to get in shape, especially during COVID. A lot of people having to do it at home. A lot of people are not able to go to the gym and do it. But we'll get there eventually. How you been doing, man?
I've been pretty good. Just working through the COVID thing like everybody else, making the best of the situation.
The whole COVID thing, I think a lot of people are getting more frustrated with it than ever now. It's like, all right, stuff been closed long enough, restrictions been long enough. So I see a lot of people not even paying attention to wearing masks or not going certain places where it's a bunch of people and stuff. But I think that's starting to be a lewd topic where people are like, you know what? I ain't trying to do that no more.
I mean, me personally, I'm to that point. Like, I think this is going to be the new normal for us. So I don't think things are going to be the same as it was before. I'm like to the point where it's kind of like the common cold or the flu or something. Like, you're going to catch it if you're not being properly hygienic anyway, like you're supposed to be.
Yeah, that's a big thing anyway. A lot of people super strict about the whole COVID thing wasn't doing none of this stuff before COVID, right, as far as washing their hands all the time and stuff like that. I know I done walked to the bathroom many a times and see somebody come out the stall, walk straight out the door, don't even go near the sink and stuff. So. But anyway, Jay, what do you do to try to stay in shape during the vid?
Me personally, I don't really get into the try to stay in shape thing. A lot of people get into that stuff, and I mean, it's good for some people. They get their mind right to get their body right, but then it depresses a lot of people too, because they want to meet a standard and they probably set their standards a little too high, like trying to be in shape and stuff, trying to get their body right.
Yeah, that's a definite actually, because with me, when I first started actively working out, my enemy was the scale. So I did what I think a lot of people do. I would go to the gym or whatever, whether I was working out at home or whatever, but every night or every morning, I was on the scale. And if that scale didn't show something on the positive side, I'm like, damn, what am I supposed to do now?
And sometimes it'll make you lose motivation anyway.
Yeah, for sure.
And I feel like that, as far as the fitness thing, I think that's the beginning part, is the motivation part, just getting motivated. And me, I don't be motivated to really want to work out. Like, I'm kind of on the smaller side anyway, and I don't gain a lot of weight. I think my metabolism is real high, so I don't really gain weight. I fluctuate between like 190 and 200 just on a normal basis.
I did not get that gene. Yeah, that was my biggest issue, was looking at the scale all the time. And then I started learning, all right, I can't necessarily pay attention to the scale, especially on a daily basis.
Right.
But then I started learning that cleaning up what I ate, I started doing keto. That actually helped a lot. That made a big difference. And I did start seeing a bunch of changes. And really, most of them didn't even have anything to do with the scale. It was just little stuff, that really insignificant stuff, but not to me, because I was the one living it. So like, I started realizing, well, damn, these clothes fit different, or I feel different. I don't feel like run down and tired all the time, stuff like that. And that started becoming the motivation. And then I started realizing that, like, when I do go work out and I put myself into it, overall, I feel a lot better. And it's definitely a good stress relief, too.
Yeah. It's a progressional thing. It ain't gonna happen overnight. Whether you're trying to lose weight or tone up, get your body right, it's definitely a progressional thing. As you know, I played sports in my younger years, and like, even then, like, I wasn't really motivated to work out. Like, I think I had like the natural talent to do it, and so that made me not wanna like practice or work out and stuff. And I probably would have did better at what I was doing if I would have did that. But I was just getting by just off of my knowledge of the game and talent alone.
Yeah, I think for me, I don't even know what the switch was that flipped that really put me into it. Obviously, I knew I should have been doing it a long time ago, but at some point, something changed where I was like, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and do it. And I think, like I said, once I started doing it and I started seeing little changes, that made me wanted to do it more, which is why I do it every chance I get now. But don't get it twisted. I'm not saying I'm the most disciplined at doing it, because I'm not. I'm far from that. But I am motivated enough to do it on a fairly consistent basis. Of course, some parts of it is harder than others, like getting used to stuff that's convenient, like fast food fences.
Right.
Yeah, that's a rough one, especially like if you're in a hurry or you know you ain't got that much time, and fast food is way easier. But at the same time, you could start meal planning and prepping stuff and stuff like that, but that stuff is also easier said than done too, as far as being motivated to do it.
Right. And my take on that is, I'll pretty much eat anything, everything. Like, I be looking like people that go vegan or they want to try or do, or like you want to go organic and stuff. And I think about the past before all that came about. Like, people was eating whatever they wanted to, and the average lifespan is about 75, 80 years, and they live in 75, 80 years. You're going to have your health problems, of course, as you age, your body deteriorates. But I think, like, how much going vegan or eating organic or just changing the way you diet, how much does that really affect it?
Yeah, some stuff, and regardless of what you do, some stuff ain't going to change. Some stuff is genetic as far as the way your body is going to respond to certain stuff. And I know some people going to get mad at me about this, but I'm going to say it anyway because my podcast, I can say the fuck I want to.
As far as I'm
saying. I know, right? But I have never seen a vegan that looks completely healthy. They might be in better shape than I am. But at the same time, it's like they always tired, they always cold.
And they're like, cold, the skin is pale, yeah, and dry looking.
You need to stink or something. Yeah. Stuff around before you fall out. It's like, I ain't never tried. And look, I'm not going to try being vegan. I have no desire to not eat meat and whatever else they can't eat.
Yeah.
But I guess it works for some people. But I think a lot of it, too, is what your mindset is and what you let yourself believe is actually going to help you. I just don't see that being one of those things.
Because, like me, I think I'm a fairly healthy person. I hardly ever get sick. I can move around. I can run around with the best of them if I need to. And I eat McDonald's. I eat Burger King. I eat a lot of food that they say is not healthy. And I still get around pretty good.
McDonald's, I mean, hey, sometimes you got to eat sometimes.
Sometimes ain't nothing like a cheeseburger and fries.
I know, that's right. But nothing else, you feel better after.
Right.
You might not feel that great physically, but mentally, you feel good. This is exactly what I need. But look, on me doing keto, when I first started doing that and I was looking into what I could and couldn't eat and all that shit, and I'm reading it, and I'm like, all this stuff is the stuff I've been told not to eat for right. My whole life. I ain't never seen a diet that butter and bacon is main staples in. And it's still like, don't eat bread and, you know, low-carb stuff and practically zero sugar and stuff like that, which is fine. The bread thing is probably the hardest part of that because, like I said, pretty much anything you can get on the go is based with bread around it one way or the other. And then, like, potatoes and stuff like that, which is high carb. And, I mean, who don't like french fries? I'm just saying. So, no. But also getting used to, like, actively putting butter on damn near everything and making the coffee, which actually calls for you to put butter in it, which is
Yeah, coffee with butter in it.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's good. It don't sound good.
I'm not a coffee drinker, so I wouldn't know. But I never heard of that before.
But cravings is cravings, so it happened.
Yeah, that's good to take a break and indulge yourself in this stuff. Because you doing the keto diet for a reason, so you should be able to reward yourself with the other stuff that you like. It's good to take a cheat day or a cheat week or something. That's a good, effective way to stay motivated on your diet.
What that coffee is called, it's called bulletproof coffee.
Okay.
And, I mean, it actually is good. But what's crazy is, I'll be on keto for, a month or two. And then, for whatever reason, I'll stop for, 3 or 4 days. And the first thing I notice is when I stop, I immediately start feeling bad, I'll notice a difference in my energy level, and then I'll notice a difference in when I go to use the bathroom. You start noticing differences in stuff like your skin breaking out and stuff like that. And just that stuff is enough for me. You know what? I might as well go back to that, because none of this was happening while I was doing it. But every time I stopped, this is what I got to deal with. So,
and see, I'm at that mindset. I'm not wasting my time going to the gym. On the weekends, I like to drink. I drink beer, I drink liquor, and I do all that. And, I smoke my cigars. So I'm not going to waste my time, go to the gym, put my body through that pain and stress just to turn around and burn it up
right.
The weekend, what I'm doing. So it's cool. I don't knock anybody for doing it. I'm just at that mindset. And a lot of it is just, like I said, it's motivation. I'm not motivated to go to the gym.
Right.
I'm not
right.
motivated to go lift weights and do all that.
Yeah, and for me, it didn't start out as something that I wanted to do. I didn't look at a magazine or see something on TV and damn, I'm going to be swole like this cat right here. It wasn't nothing like that. It's just something clicked. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and try this, see what it does. And for me, I'm a results person, so if nothing had happened or nothing had changed where I could see it when I started, I would have stopped right there.
Right.
But when I started, I was tipping the scale at 423 pounds. Mm. And I'm just fuck, this number's going up. This is not what's supposed to be happening. So obviously what I was doing wasn't working. 6 months into keto, I think I had dropped 20 pounds or so. Going to the gym, it was probably 2 days a week at the time. And then as I seen that it was working more and more, I kept going more and more. So now I'm down to, I think, 340, somewhere around in there.
That's good.
So it's plenty of results for me to see to keep doing it. Obviously, I could be doing more. I'm sure I could be doing more. But, I mean, at the rate it's happening, it's enough for me to want to keep doing it. I could be stricter about it, for sure. But, crawl before you walk.
I haven't seen the results of what you've been doing, though. So you have a motivation to do it, and it's working for you.
What hit me the hardest is when my kids said something about it or noticing it. That stuff motivates me a lot, too.
Yeah, you are getting results. Yeah. That's motivation. The results will motivate you.
It's a good stress relief for me. If nothing else, I know I can go get a workout in, and at least for that 2 hours or so that I'm there, I feel great at it. Because, number one, I'm not thinking about it. But then afterwards, the anger about whatever the situation is then dissolved. So I credit that to me going and actually doing something versus sitting at home feeling sorry for myself, which is something I don't do either.
Right.
So I think that will help a lot of people. And with COVID, with people being stuck in the house, or some people being stuck in the house and not being able to get out. I know that's stressful on a lot of people. So I know a lot of people have turned to different little activities within their own bubble. Some of them don't even realize that that's helping your mental more than anything. It's helping the physical too, but the mental issues will get you in a minute if you don't watch it.
Yeah. My other thing is the commute to go to the gym. I feel like if I invested in a home gym and I could work out to myself without hearing the people on the side grunting, the gym warriors and the people on the side just in there just to take pictures, just to show that they in the gym, to put it on Facebook or Instagram or something.
I don't try to make it known what I do. You'll never see me post on Facebook that I'm at the gym or going to the gym. So I don't do stuff like that because I feel like if I'm doing that, then I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it to show other people. And that's just not me. I could care less whether you know what I'm doing or not. But one of the things that people can do that is helpful, and again, I'm not saying that I'm great at it because I'm not. And if I do it, then it's more so Jennifer than it is me, but doing meal plans and stuff like that, that becomes really effective because you know what you're eating.
Right.
My biggest issue is with it is that when I have something, like if I get her to pack me lunch or something when I go to work, I'm real specific about, I don't want to have to put it in a refrigerator or nothing like that. I want it to be, you know, I put it in one of the little bags or something like that in my car and just eat it. But the problem with that is finding something that I'm going to want to eat cold or even hot if it's in something insulated. But again, on keto, there's a lot of stuff that you would think that I could have, but I'm actually not supposed to have. So like beans and a lot of the fruit because of the natural sugar and stuff like that. So it makes it harder, but it's definitely a good idea if you can meal plan enough to put something together to be able to eat while you're on the run or something like that.
Right.
That's actually extremely helpful. Just the biggest issue is finding those things that'll work for you, finding stuff that will actually fill you up, but still good for you at the same time.
And I've been taught all my life that fruits and vegetables are good for you. And I love fruits and vegetables.
Like you said, we've been told that all our lives, that that's the best thing for you. But then when you started looking at the amount of natural sugar that's in certain stuff, if you're on a diet or just trying to move away from sugar, a lot of fruit have a lot of natural sugar. And I'm like, bananas, for instance. It don't seem like they're not good for you, but if you're trying to stay away from sugar, it's actually not the greatest thing to have. A lot of stuff like grapes and oranges and stuff like that have a lot of natural sugar in them, so that's stuff I actually stay away from. I really like grapes, but same thing, the natural sugar content is kind of high, so.
Right.
And then when you start looking at, the biggest surprise to me is when I started reading labels to see what had sugar in it, and you start realizing how much of the shit you eat every day that has a shitload of sugar in it. Man, look, we bought a jar of salsa one day. This was back in the beginning. And I'm like, it's salsa. It's tomatoes, it's onions. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
I was like,
right.
This couldn't be bad. Then I read the label and realize, damn, this salsa got a lot of sugar in it. And I realized I couldn't have it. And I'm just like, I think I really need to start paying attention to what's in certain stuff because I didn't know salsa had sugar in it, but
I never knew that myself.
it's a lot of different little things that, like I said, you look at it and you realize the content.
Do you think that that is different for each person? Like, people's bodies react different to certain diets and certain plans and stuff?
Yeah, definitely, because like a couple times Jennifer tried to do keto with me, and she didn't need it, but I think she was doing it to try to keep me motivated to do it. But her body didn't react the same way to it, to where the stuff that she was supposed to have to get keto to work the correct way was actually making her sick versus the opposite for me. Right. So I don't think there's any dietary plan that's perfect for everybody. It's definitely, you know, depending on your body type and your body chemistry, that I think that determines what's going to actually work for you.
My other question is, do you think that certain people, certain individuals have like a particular body set? You know what I'm saying? Like, I know a certain person, she's tried a lot of diets, but she's gained and lost weight, but you can't really tell. Like, she has a nice figure, she has a nice shape, but she wants her weight down. She don't want to lose her figure or shape, she just wants her weight down, but she haven't been able to make that happen.
Well, I think for some people, and I went through this in the beginning of keto too, that I think for some people, they want results faster than they're actually going to get them. some people too, some people will start a diet or something like that and only do it for a week or so and expect huge results. And unfortunately, that's just not how it works. But then you're right, some other people, they have to find that right chemistry that allows them to, whether it's lose weight or whatever they're trying to do, but there's just not one certain thing that works for everybody. And that kind of goes back to the thing with people being vegan and stuff. It works for some people where it just won't work for other people.
Right.
But definitely expecting results immediately, I think that's how you end up getting into like using supplements and pills and stuff like that, which I don't do any of that stuff either. But I think that's a big problem with that, is people want results immediately. To me, no matter what diet and stuff you do, you still have to put in some kind of work with it to make it effective.
Right.
And I know who you're talking about.
But yeah, but she talks about it all the time. And I'm like, well, you look good, you look nice, but she's like, I just want my weight to go down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like I said, you got some people that jump from this fad diet to the next fad diet, but like I said, they want results immediately. And again, the first thing I learned with this whole thing is, okay, I can do this diet, but I got to do something else physically too, because I mean, as you know, if you ain't moving, then that's when your body's resting like that and you're not doing anything, that's going to make things worse.
Right.
The particular person that we're talking about, there's no exercise that I'm aware of any kind.
Right.
But yeah, definitely you have to add something in with it to make it effective, I think, anyway. And I'm sure there's somebody sitting somewhere that's way deeper into things than I am. I'm like, that's not right. You can't say that. Well, yeah,
we're not professionals on the matter. We're
not professionals and you ain't here. So yeah. If you were sitting here, I would hear you out, but you ain't here. So I don't really care what you think.
I think everybody should just do what works for them. I don't think nobody should judge. I'm not judging anybody on what they do. Like what they say, what you eat don't make me shit.
Exactly.
I'm gonna do me, you do you.
And I see,
as long as they make you happy, that's all that matters.
I'll try, and try is the key word. I'll try to teach anybody how to do what I'm doing. But again, that don't mean it's gonna work for them. It's not made for everybody. Even down to my kids, I noticed that, you know, they kind of mimic what you do. So if they see you eating shitty all the time, they think it's okay to do the same thing.
Right.
I don't try to force anything on them, but if I see, like, my kids don't eat a lot of candy and stuff. They can have candy, they can have soda, but I don't let them go crazy with it. Not because they're doing anything wrong. I just don't want them to feel like that's their go-to and it's okay to do it all the time.
Right. Like, I'd be, like, reading stuff. I read somewhere that fruit juices are not good for you.
No, most of the ones that you buy in the store, most of those are full of sugar too. Something else I learned, man, smoothies was a huge thing and still is.
Right.
But I learned that when you eat fruit, the process of you chewing it and stuff breaks down, helps break down the sugars in that fruit. So your body processes it a little bit better. But when you crush fruit or whatever into a smoothie and you drink it, you're actually bypassing that process that helps break down that sugar. So you're getting that sugar immediately versus in small increments. And what I've been reading, that's actually worse for you than actually eating that same fruit. And unfortunately, people get a hold to a fad and hear one person say, oh, this is great for you, and they start doing it. And that just ain't the truth. Just like I remember when I was growing up, at some point, somebody had said that that cottage cheese was good for you. Turned out that's not what it was. Turned out cottage cheese fucking horrible for you, but somebody believed it, and maybe somebody famous is the one that said it, and people just blindly followed them. But
right.
Yeah, a lot of those things are just not—it's just not the right thing to do.
That's why I said, me personally, I don't like to get into all that, because you really don't know. Like, you can read into it and find out, but like I said, like our past generations, before all this diets and all this stuff, people were living long, healthy lives without this stuff. You know what I mean?
Right, and most of it is because they were active. Even though they were eating what we would say is shitty food, they were also active all the time. So that makes a big difference.
Yeah, the world got a whole lot more lazy. Everything is at a push of a button, or sit there and not have to move to do stuff a lot now. So,
well, hell, people barely sit down and actually conversate with each other versus texting or whatever it might be. But somebody sitting down in front of another person and conversating, like if you go in a restaurant or something, you'll see four people sitting at a table and at least three of them are looking at their phones. And I'm like, come on, man. Look, if you a single dude, how you supposed to holler at a girl in a club, but you ain't got her number? Now what? Now what you gonna do? you gonna start being creepy and look up on Facebook real quick, try to send her a message.
I mean, I'm guilty of the phone thing too. I have my phone out all the time, but I do notice that in people. I'd be thinking to myself, what would I do without my phone right now? Like, what did I do before I was in my phone all the time?
Right.
Like, was I just sitting there twiddling my thumbs and snapping my fingers?
You ain't had no choice. You had to talk to
me. Yeah.
Either that or you was a weird dude sitting in the corner not saying nothing. But, like, my oldest daughter, bro, it's rare that you see her without her face in the phone.
Right.
And, like, I can't really tell her it's wrong because it's not, and that's all she knows. But at the same time, I'm just looking at it. I'm like, damn, I don't. Like you said, what did I do before I had my phone to quickly look something up or something?
Yeah.
You actually had to get up and go somewhere and find whatever you was looking for. Oh, shit. Sorry. I know y'all couldn't see that, but we looking at this third microphone, and all of a sudden,
somebody has something to say.
The microphone just turned down on itself real slow. So if y'all hear a bunch of noise, it sound like people getting up from a table real fast, you know what happened. You know, something else with the phone thing, something else I noticed, when I was a teenager, I could remember 100 phone numbers of different people just in my head.
Right.
Now, I know like 3. And that's not exaggerating.
Those people probably had that same phone number
for years. One of them is mine. But if you was to ask me somebody that I wasn't around on a regular basis what their phone number was, I hope their life don't depend on me telling you.
Because you'd be surprised how many people don't know their own phone number.
Yeah. I've seen that too, where you got to get somebody's phone number for whatever reason, and they have to pull their phone out and look it up.
Like, hold on, I'm going to text you, show you what my number is. What's your number?
But yeah, I remember being able to rattle off, you know, multiple phone numbers at any given time. And now I couldn't do it to save my life, so.
But when you sit there and think about it, everything being so convenient at the tip of your finger, it really is, like, I ain't going to say debilitating us. I mean, you want things to be convenient, but like you say, you used to remember phone numbers. Now you got the convenience of the phone in your hand where you can just sit, type it in. Now you can't remember none.
Yeah, and now you see somebody pick up a book, you like, the fuck are they doing?
You read my book.
Why you got a book? You know they make Kindle, right? Or Audible. You ain't got to read it. Well, that's like when I learned that when my kids started going to school and I learned that like they don't teach cursive writing anymore.
Right.
And they don't teach you how to read an analog clock. And I'm like, what what happened if you got to write a letter and see what time it is and you don't have a phone or nothing? So, like, I actively teach my kids how to do stuff like that just because you might not ever need to know how to write in cursive, but it's a skill on its own.
Yeah, it's a good skill to have.
And I don't even think, like, I can remember in school being taught how to balance a checkbook and stuff like that. And I'm willing to put money on you couldn't show me an 18-year-old that knows how to balance a checkbook, but they have a checking account.
I think during my school years, they wasn't teaching that, so they had stopped at some point. Like that.
So,
it might have been.
What you're saying is I'm old. That's what
you just was there before I was, put it that way. Yeah, I think they had stopped at some point, or you might have had to take an elective that goes into that.
Yeah.
It wasn't never an option where you could, like, I want to learn how to balance a checkbook. That's something you had to learn on the side on your own.
And see, what I remember from being in school was you didn't have a choice. You needed to learn how to do this.
Right.
But I guess with the convenience thing, I also noticed even with physical education in school, I don't even think they make you, I don't know, I'm going to have to ask my daughter. I don't think they make you do the same stuff, because I can remember that a big part of phys ed was you had to run a mile.
Right.
And I don't know,
in a certain time.
Yeah.
I don't even think they do that anymore.
I don't think they still do stuff like that no more. And I think it came down to, well, this takes too much time, we can do this instead. And I'm just like, damn, I can remember having to do that shit. And I sure as hell wasn't wanting to run a mile. I wasn't wanting to run at all.
That was the day you might want to skip gym.
Yeah, that's the day I'm going to play sick. I broke my leg on the bus.
Yeah, we're doing a mile today. Oh.
I don't feel good. I think it all tracks back into people being used to things being convenient. Then when it actually comes to having to work for something, then they feel like, well, if it ain't working fast enough, I need something that's going to be effective immediately, or I'm not going to do it. And unfortunately, a lot of us fell into that, and a lot of people didn't come back out of that. A lot of people still want stuff as soon as they want it. And it's just not going to happen.
Like you said, with the clock thing, like I had to go buy a learning clock. I made it a point to, because they don't teach you how to read an analog clock in school no more. You'd be surprised how many people over the age of 18 that can't read an analog clock. And they don't teach you that in school no more.
Which is basically embarrassing to me.
Like, I'd be at my job and they can't read the clock. Like, you didn't learn that in school? And so I got to thinking, like, I want to teach my daughter this at an early age, because when I was that age, they taught us that. So I want her to know that stuff too.
Yeah, that was part of classes, learning how to be able to read the clock. And if nothing else, you wanted to learn how to read the clock so you could figure out when school was going to be over.
And then now they've been used the digital clocks, so analog clock's not going nowhere.
No, it ain't going nowhere at all.
You still need to learn.
But look, the good thing about that is, this is what I was telling my wife, and I seen this online one day too. The good thing about that is when I'm old and I'm in the nursing home and all that, then me and the other people that's my age, we can all write in cursive and draw little pictures of clocks to figure out what time we gonna do stuff, and won't nobody know what the hell we talking about.
Right. like hieroglyphics.
Yeah, they're like, they're crazy as hell. They draw weird little pictures with numbers and stuff. But yeah, I refuse to let my daughters be that far removed from stuff that I feel like they should know. And how are you supposed to sign your signature without knowing how to write in cursive anyway?
Right. That's sad.
Anyway.
Just write it out in normal text.
Block letters. I don't know how somebody forged my signature, because you write like you on the typewriter or something. As far as trying to stay in shape and stuff, I think a lot of the issue is people wanting stuff immediately and not wanting to put any work in to get it. And I mean, it goes beyond that. Even with, you know, people watching people on YouTube and stuff like that somehow or another get famous, and they want to do it too, but they want it immediately instead of having to put any work in behind it. I just don't, that's not a good trait to have, and that's not something that I don't think anybody should learn, that they should be able to get stuff immediately without having to work for it.
Right. And it goes back to the motivational thing. Like, what are you doing it for? Like, if you're doing it as a stress reliever, that's good. If you're doing it just to take pictures and show other people, tell other people that you're doing it, that's not a good reason to do it. I mean, I guess you're doing a good thing either way, but.
Well, I always felt like whatever you're doing, if part of your routine is to take pictures and post about what you're doing so other people can see it, then you're not doing it for you. You're doing it for them.
Right.
Whether you realize it or not. I'm not going to type up all my business so you can you can judge it on your own whether it has something to do with you or not. That's just not the way I'm going to do things. I'm not going to tell you everything I'm doing so you can sit back and try to tell me what I'm doing wrong, but you ain't doing nothing either.
Right.
That's kind of like when you look at what people are saying about like the election and stuff. Everybody's got an opinion, but as I read stuff that people say, you know, this president is better than that one or whatever it is, I'm like, all right, but what is it that you're doing to correct any of this stuff other right. than sitting on your computer trying to point out what somebody's not doing that you like?
Right. And what, and like that, I'd be like, how can you say go vote? Going to vote is a choice that you're making. The person that you're choosing is a choice. So how can you say go vote, but then tell the next person who they voting for is wrong to vote for?
Yeah, like, you shouldn't vote for this person.
And I'm not a political person, but I see a lot of people say, you're not black if you vote for Donald Trump. Not saying that I vote for Donald Trump, but if somebody feels like that's the best president for them, then they should have that. They should have that right to be able to do that. Even if they want to speak on it, they should be able to speak on it without being ridiculed.
Exactly. And I don't care what anybody's politics is. It makes no difference to me. If you're not doing something to fix whatever the problem is
right.
that you're ranting about, then you need to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, because you're probably part of the problem.
Yeah. You're not doing anything to fix it, but you got something to say.
Right.
Well, your something to say ain't fixing nothing, so... That's my message. As right. far as I'm concerned, you should shut the fuck up unless you're actually doing something.
Mind your damn business.
Yeah. Like my grandma used to tell us, it's 365 days in a year. If you spend half of them minding your business and the other half staying out of mind, we'd be all right.
Right. But that's what kills me about people. People got all the answers, but they think they have all the answers, and they don't really know what they're talking about.
Yeah, and
your answer ain't gonna be the same as my answer. That's what makes us individuals.
They ain't did no kind of active research on something. They reciting something that somebody else said.
Yeah.
Like, you definitely don't know what you're talking about, and most of us is reading what you said know that you'll know what you're talking about, but somehow you feel important because you're saying it.
Yeah.
The fuck out of here.
Everybody's a politician or a brain surgeon, a doctor, right. or something. Everybody something when they got something to say, but really not nothing at all.
Yeah, and if it wasn't for Google, you wouldn't know shit. So,
Right. Again,
shut the fuck up. And again, I know somebody sitting out there mad.
Right.
You don't know what you're talking about either. Motherfucker, I told you that in the beginning.
Right. I told you not professionals with this.
Never once did I say it. I absolutely know the right answer to this whole thing. No, I don't. But I will call you out for doing dumb shit like right. that. And I can say that because I know you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, we're not sitting around telling people what they should be doing or telling people how they should be thinking. As long as it don't affect me, I don't care what you do.
Yeah, and even if it do affect me, look, the point is, if you're trying to correct something, if you're trying to correct an issue, then hats off to you. But if you ain't actively doing anything and all you're doing is complaining, then you are definitely part of the problem.
And if you feel like somebody is wrong, talk to them, try to teach them. Don't down them, ridicule them. Teach them. You got to be able to discuss stuff with people.
Well, that's the other part. They ain't got their phone number, nothing, so they can't talk to them.
Send it in a text.
And like I said before, y'all, we're not professionals. I'm talking from experience. Jay talking from experience. Hopefully, you can take some of this and apply it to whatever's going on in your life and try to help. But
the most important thing, just do what makes you happy. Mental health is probably more important than physical health.
Yeah, believe me, mental health, I know quite a few people that's got some mental issues, and yeah.
So just do what makes you happy. Don't try to live up to somebody else's expectations, somebody else's lifestyle. Just do what makes you happy at the end of the day.
Yeah, definitely live for you. Don't try to make the other motherfucker happy, because the only thing you're doing by making that other person happy is making you feel worse. So keep that in mind, and remember, if you got any questions, you got comments, you got any ideas, you got a story to tell, hit me up on afaicpod@gmail.com.
As far as I'm concerned, this shit is over.